USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last year, the president of the United States.
Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, on Fox News agrees with the commander-in-chief.
I believe here in America, with race relations, we are moving forward. I think the verdict was appropriate in some ways, but I was so disturbed when I watched with all of America as to what happened to George Floyd. It would have been unpardonable not to do something as far as those actions of Derek Chauvin.
We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Insurance giant GEICO has announced a data breach for 3 months this year, exposing customers' personal information to hackers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A reported data breach at GEICO is putting many customers' driver's license information at risk. A filing with the California Attorney General's Office says a security lapse that lasted from January 21st to March 1st left an unspecified number of customers' information exposed to hackers. The insurance company warning the fraudsters could use the information to apply for bogus unemployment benefits in customers' names. GEICO is offering customers a free one-year subscription to the theft protection software Identity Force in response to the hack.
Johnson & Johnson will resume its COVID-19 vaccine rollout in Europe, the company announced Tuesday, with adding packaging labels warning of a rare risk of blood clots. Europe's health regulator, the European Medicines Agency, said the vaccine's benefits outweigh the risk of the rare side effect. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
As Washington struggles to put together an infrastructure package to help America's ailing inner workings, GOP leaders are putting together a plan of their own. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Republicans may soon have a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo said Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he thinks a more targeted infrastructure proposal would have a better chance at bipartisan support.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure: roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion-dollar bill.
President Biden's proposal carries a price tag of roughly $3 trillion. The Republican plan would cost roughly a third of that. Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, thanked her Democrat colleagues Tuesday after they successfully tabled a motion by Republican lawmakers to censure her over inflammatory remarks she made about the Derek Chauvin trial over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.